Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am LaLisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach LaLisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
And welcome to the show today. Well, it is Fun Fridays. Fun Friday, I tell you. The weekend is about to get started. It is going down. I tell you, we got a great weekend lined up. I hope you can make it out to some of the events that are coming up, because they are going to be hot. Let me just say that. They are going to be extra hot. Well, we have an awesome announcement that we want to make to you. We know that you are going to enjoy it. I want you to take advantage of it. So we're going to tell you about that in just a moment. But good morning, and welcome. If it's your first time tuning into the show, we just want to say good morning and welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. But we are here to empower you, to motivate you, to inspire you. I want to get back to that word, empower. We are here to empower you. You know, it's one thing to be motivated and inspired, but until a person is empowered, now what does empowerment do for people? It actually gives them their voice. So we were talking last night, myself and Tina and Lady Diana Flagg. You know, Lady Diana Flagg created the Women's Empowerment Book Club that launched back in January of this year. So they're going into their seventh month. Happy July 1st to you all. Happy new month. To those of you who are in the chat room, if you're listening by ear, if you're listening via your telephone or your cell phone, or if you're on the switchboard, or however you're listening to the show, you're tuned back into the archive. Good morning. And we were talking last night, and we were just talking about this thing, this empowerment. Because this is the month that my book, Release Your Power, is featured with that book club. So she features different authors every single month. She's been doing it now, like I said, all year so far. We asked you yesterday, where are you headed for the rest of the year? If you don't know where you're going, how are you going to know when you get there? Yes, if you do not know, let me say that again. If you do not know where you are going, how will you know when you get there? In other words, if you want to feel fulfilled and achieved, in order to feel that you've achieved something, you have to know that that was something you were trying to achieve. So make some plans, set some goals. Set some goals. Now make sure when you set goals, you must set SMART goals. If you're going to set goals, it doesn't make any sense to set goals if they are not the SMART goals. And what is SMART goals? Well, the S is for specific. The goal must be specific. If it's not specific enough, you won't be able to target it. If it's too ambiguous, you won't even know what you're trying to go after. So you have to have it has to be specific. The end of goal must be measurable. You have to be able to say, I went from here to there. Measurable. How can you measure it? You measure things in various quantities. Just like a measuring, if you have a measuring tape or measuring spoon or measuring cup or you have a scale, you have to have a way to measure it. So the goal should be measurable. Not just, for instance, you don't just say, I want a better life. See, how do you measure a better life? So if you say, I want to have X amount of financial this, this, or that. And then the A is for it must be attainable. It's something that you actually can attain, something that isn't within your mindset, within your reach. A goal that somebody else may set may be attainable for them, but not for you. So it must be attainable. So that's SMA. The R is for it should be realistic. I'm not going to set a goal to, you know, write and produce 3 CDs because that's not realistic for me. I don't write CDs, not a music CD anyway. So it has to be something realistic, something I'm not going to set a goal to say I'm going to run the triathlon in the marathon. No, because that's not realistic for Lisa. So you have to come up with something realistic for you. So a goal for me, a realistic goal would be that I'm going to bring on 3 new partners for the Coach Lalisa show by the end of the year, partners that can help sponsor events and sponsor some of the radio programs. And then see, that's realistic. That's something I could go after. Notice I said 3 and not 23. So, again, realistic can also be within the quantity as well. And then the last letter is the T, which is for, and every goal needs this, whether you set a SMART goal or not. But if you're going to set a goal, if you want to achieve it, why not set a SMART goal? Actually, if you don't set a SMART goal, you probably won't achieve it anyway. But, and there's no pun intended, the fact that it's called a SMART goal. Like, it's just smart to set a SMART goal. But the T is for timeline. If you have a goal without a timeline, again, that's like going somewhere and not knowing where you're going. How will you know when you get there? How will you know that you got there? So there should be a timeline. There's going to be, I'm going to do this in 3 months. I'm going to lose 20 pounds in 3 months. Okay, as opposed to saying I'm going to lose 100 pounds in 3 months. 100 may not be real, it may not meet the realistic criteria, even though it may be specific, but it's not realistic. So you got to put all the letters there. Now, all of this takes a little time, but if you put the time in on the front end, you will save time on the back end. So in the long run, you will save time, though you put time in the beginning. So we're talking about, as we were talking last night, because of the book launch, Release Your Power, and the seminars, we got workshops coming up. If you're in the New Jersey area, stay tuned. If you're in the Virginia Beach area, get ready for the Release Your Inner Power conference is coming to Virginia Beach September the 17th, so please get ready for that. Also, if you're in the area and if you want to come to our Women's Wellness and Transformation Conference right here in New Jersey, August the 19th and 20th, so Friday night and Saturday, please contact me. And we have lots of events going on. And yeah, right, I didn't know I was going to be an event coordinator, though my fourth grade involvement and starting of a club called the DV Lees should have been an indication. But see, when you're not paying attention to your life, you can miss very powerful clues. So now I do these plan these conferences and events and seminars and workshops and teleconferences, gathering people together, doing activities, having fun, networking, fellowshipping. It should have been an indication, because when I was a little girl, I remember being 4 and 5 and 6. I remember loving to go to church with my father. He would, you know, take us to church, and I remember going more than some of the other kids at that age, like wanting to go. But because that meant that I wanted to fellowship, I wanted to be around other people. And then when I was in the fourth grade, I started this club called the DV Lees. And I was copying off of my older sister, who was 2 years older. My older sister had started a club. And I can't think of the name of her club. I don't know if it was the same name or not, but I was copying her. And again, that should have been an indication, because had I copied her and a lot of other things, their life would have been different for me. Can't say better, but it would have been different, because my sister did very well in school. She had great grades. All the teachers loved her. She was very bright. She always did her homework. I always saw my sister doing homework, like every day. She did homework every day. And while she was doing homework, I was out hanging out doing something I had no business doing. So when I think about going back to college at 33, and I think about how I went back and I did nothing but homework, so much so that there were people around me criticizing me, because that's all I did was homework. Like, I would be at a cookout, a big old family cookout. Everybody's having fun playing around in the park. And there I would be sitting over at one of the picnic tables doing homework. But that's because, again, I was going back to those pictures that were still in my mind. That's how I know pictures are still in our minds, whether they're good or bad, because I went back to those pictures and I remember seeing my sister do it. So I figured she had great grades and she did homework every day. Well, let me try it, especially since I had never tried it then, which is one of the reasons I flunked out of school. So here we are. It's July. Happy July. Happy Friday. Here we are. It's July. Halfway through the month. You want to set some goals for the other half of your year. Maybe you didn't reach the goals that you have set already. And so, no, you're not going to start a new goal. You're going to assess the goals you already set. Maybe you should have never set those goals. Maybe those goals that you set, the reason you haven't achieved them, maybe the time isn't up yet. Maybe you need to adjust the time. Maybe it's something you thought you would get done by June, but maybe more realistically, you'll get it done by September or November. So you might want to look at, if you didn't set those goals initially under the SMART goals system, maybe you want to take those goals and tweak them now, look at them through the lens of the SMART goal, and see if you can better quantify and specify and put it to where it needs to be, so that at the end of the year, you will have met your desire. Your goals will be achieved. And then you can go into a new year starting from scratch with setting goals. But you don't want to let them go and not know and just think that you didn't achieve them when you didn't set them up to be achieved. They were set up for failure from the get-go. So set your SMART goal. Make sure it's specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, or reachable. Realistic or reachable, you can use the R either way, and that there's a timetable. You know, this is the month that we're talking all month long about releasing your power, how to become who you really are. So you got to make sure we're doing some great things. We got teleconferences coming up. We have a couple of meet and greets. We have two of those scheduled for the month already. One meet and greet is scheduled for July 9th. And then we have another one scheduled for, I believe it's July the 30th. We have a weekly conference call set up through the radio show through Lady Diana Flagg. That is, she is the CEO of the Women's Empowerment Book Club, and one of the key players, team members on that in that book club is Miss Tina Lane, which some of you know that she's been tuning into the Coach Lalisa show for a while now, at least a year now, so it's been very powerful. She is also a part of that group and one of the persons that are helping to do some of the planning. She's awesome, as those of you who know her. So we're very, 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 very happy to be working with them. I'm excited about being working with them, and it's just absolutely amazing. And so here we have this book. Now remember, you're going to release your power, and you're going to take back your mind. You're going to take back your voice, literally take it back. You're going to take back your mind, your voice, and take back your soul. And that's what you do with Release Your Power. So I want to say good morning to Miss Virginia Dancy down in North Carolina, Dr. Hunter. Good morning, Dr. Hunter. Good morning, good morning. She's also has a very powerful program she's traveling around the country with. I want to say good morning to her. Good morning, good morning. Also to Pastor Jarrell. We met Pastor Jarrell down there. Awesome, awesome, awesome woman. Just very powerful, very dynamic. These are the kind of women that just really empower and support you, and we definitely want to get back to North Carolina. Good morning to Pastor Pugh Robinson, Pastor Aretha. Oh, it was just awesome. To her sister, to her nieces, to all the powerful women that I met there, to the co-pastor that I met there. Oh, and to Doctor. I met this doctor down there, a PhD, in education. She was just powerful, dynamic, just a wealth of information was in that room Friday and Saturday. I met another woman down there, another teacher. I met descendants of the king. I just met, you know, great, great, great people there, and we had a wonderful time. Denise, oh my God, Denise Little, awesome, awesome, awesome. I cannot wait to get back down to North Carolina. And also, I want to say good morning, good morning, good morning to Kiva, Kiva, Kiva Renee. She's down in Tennessee. Good morning, Kiva. How is everything going with your Women of Destiny? She has an awesome, powerful group there. It's called Women of Destiny. If you're ever in the Nashville, Tennessee area, you got to stop by. She has a monthly meet and greet where she brings in powerful, dynamic speakers. And she also has a radio show right here on Blog Talk Radio. It airs twice a week right here on Blog Talk Radio, Encouraging Moments with Kiva. You can also connect with her on Facebook. Sign up for her page, and you can keep track of all the shows, all the guests that she, powerful, powerful, powerful women and men that she brings on the show. She'll empower you. I mean, today, if people today are not getting off welfare, if they're not getting, you know, off their sick beds, if they're not getting off of their whatever beds of affliction, it's not because the help is not out here. And nothing is hidden anymore. The Bible says that everything would be uncovered. So now you got the internet where you can find a wealth of information. You have people like Kiva Renee, Lady Diana Flagg, you know, Tina Lane, you know, Dr. Cindy Hunter, Dr. Virginia Booth, all these people going around. There is no excuse to not be empowered on the job, in your marriage, with your family, and even within yourself. Now, let me not say even in. That's number one. Let's get this thing in me straight first. And I know that's a job. Don't think, I don't take it lightly. I understand, because I know I can be a piece of work. And it can be you might be a piece of work too. Typically, the people who think they're not a piece of work usually are the ones who are the most work. And let's deal with ourselves. That's what releasing your power is all about. Let's get rid of the mess and discover what is so powerful, the success that you can have. And so releasing your power is being launched all over the place, I tell you. We knew it would blow up one day, and we just didn't know how. So it's blowing up right now, and we are happy. We are thankful. And so what we're doing right now is the book. You have the book of the month for the Women's Empowerment Book Club. You can go to the WEBC, go to the website, you can go to Facebook, you can connect, you can purchase a book through them. Every time you purchase a book, it supports programs like this that empower women. Now, when we talk about being empowered, and you want to empower yourself, you want to take control. Basically, what it means to be empowered means that you take control of your life, decision-making at its best. You make decisions about where you're going and what it is that you want to do. And don't worry, God wants you to have some power. That's why he's given it to you. He's made it free and available to you. Now, here's the thing you've got to remember. Please remember this. Do not try to take someone else's power. Don't do that. Don't. Just leave it alone. Just deal with your own. You have enough power for yourself. You have enough power to keep you busy for the rest of your life. You don't have to worry about taking anybody else's power. And even if someone, now, you can take your power and take it back. Let's say someone takes your power, because that's what people do. Some people do anyway. So if they try to take your power, just simply take it back. You may say, well, Coach Elisa, power to do what? Well, power to start that business. Power to start that business. You are a business. You have the ability, should I say, to start a business if that's what you want to do. But first, you got to see, that's why you got to release your power. You got to know if it's something that you want to do or not. So release your power. We're going around the country teaching people how to release their power. And it is so, so, so exciting. It's nothing like working and putting great minds together and bouncing ideas off of one another. And that's what you have to do sometimes. So we were bouncing ideas off of each other, so much so that we got together last night, oh, around 7, and we broke at midnight. And not necessarily because we were done, but because we knew it was midnight and folks had to go to bed, get up and go to work today. Some people have to get up and do radio shows at 7 a.m. and then go to work. And so we broke at midnight. So we went from 7 to midnight just networking and fellowshipping and brainstorming about what we were going to offer to the world in terms of this topic, release your power, how to change, how to assess, how to move forward, So make sure you get the book. Follow along with us all month long. We're going to have motivational messages from the book each week. You'll be able to download it on YouTube. So make sure you go to my YouTube page under Lalisa J. Williams or Coach Lalisa. Please follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/CoachLalisa. You can also follow along on Facebook. As many of you already know, that's the easiest way to follow. We are looking for more cities to come on board and bring the Release Your Power Conference to your city. You can do it as a conference. You can do it as a seminar. You can do it as a class. For your women's empowerment groups, you can do it for your teens, you can do it for your employees. So please go online to Facebook, go online to Twitter, go online to LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Meetup, and let's do this. It's already done, and we're going to be teaching people how to release their power and what Release Your Power is all about. And so you got to come to the seminars, and we'll show you, we'll help you discover your hidden treasures, your hidden talents, your hidden skills and abilities, how to put them into action to achieve the goals and dreams that you are passionate about, not that somebody else told you to do, not that somebody else thinks it's something that you should do, but what is your passion? What is your passion? See, I'm operating in my passion. And I want to see other people operate in their passion. I had a job that I literally hated. And I don't mean with a strong, I don't mean with a big H, with a capital H, but with a small H. And only because it was not my passion. Don't get me wrong. I was very grateful, and God knows that. That's why he released me. I did not go to work begrudging. I was not, you know, I was loyal to the company while I was there, but it was not my passion. Therefore, I knew I had to get out, because as the author of a book like Release Your Power, how can I help you release your power if I'm afraid to release my power? If I just had stayed in that job, and it was a great job, don't get me wrong, it had great pay, great benefits, great networking. I met awesome people there. Some of them are on my Facebook page and on my LinkedIn page. I met awesome people there. Trust me, awesome, awesome. You can't imagine the wonderful people I met in that company. It felt like a family. We even went on a retreat together, myself and like eight of us women, eight, six, something like that, maybe six women. We were all on the same team. We went to the Poconos. Was on an awesome, awesome, awesome experience. It wasn't a requirement of the job. It was just something that my boss and my coworkers wanted to do, so we said, let's do it. It wasn't any requirement, but we did it. We made it fun. We made it, you know, we tied it into work, and we had a great time. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget that weekend as long as I live, and that was about 3 years ago. But these are the kind of people that I worked with there. It was very powerful. But the job wasn't my passion. And if you do not operate, let me ask you a question. I want you to think about this. If you do not operate in your passion, who will? Who will? You know, if you do not operate in your passion, not in what you're just good at, but in your what you're good at, what you're able to do, what you're talented to do, what you're gifted at, and that you're passionate about. That's the center. That's like you ever eaten a piece of fruit or something, and then it's very good, but then when you get down to that inner part, it's just, oh my God, is this overly delicious? Well, that's what operating in your passion about. Sure, you can do jobs that you're good at. You can do jobs that you have a talent for. You can do jobs that you've been trained, so you're skilled at that. You can do jobs that you have a special gift for, special ability. Maybe God has enabled you with some special ability. But you got to mix that up with passion. You got to find the one that you're passionate about. And what I'm saying is when you find that, you will be so easily able to do everything else. I mean, there's nothing like it. And you'll be able to pull all the pieces in together. And that's when you're at that heart of where you've actually released your power, to where you really become who you really are. And we were on the Godly Woman's View last Tuesday night, because that show airs on Tuesday nights right here in Irvington, New Jersey. You can come and be a part of the live studio at 8 o'clock. If you're going to come and be a part of the studio, you need to get there by 8 o'clock and so they can set up. The show airs from 8:30 to 10, and you can also catch it on Blog Talk Radio. You can go back and listen to the archive on blogtalkradio.com/A Godly Woman's View on Tuesday and catch the show, or you can catch it on, I believe it is live stream, or you can catch it on Pastor, co-pastor Anita Spaulding's page, and she has a page on Facebook, A Godly Woman's View. But we were on the show and we were talking about how Pastor Mamie Talbert was the featured guest speaker. I was one of the panel members, and there were three other panel members, well, the co-host of the show and then the other panel member, and one of the things that the guest kept saying, the guest speaker, she kept saying over and over, that there are so many people, and especially women, who don't know who they really are. And it jumped out at me so much because she said it more than once, more than twice. And what stuck out to me was that it is the subtitle for my book, Release Your Power. The subtitle of the book, Release Your Power, is 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. And what that is about is helping you. It's like an onion. You know how with an onion, you peel back the layers of an onion, and then you get, the more you peel back, the more you get to that place where your eyes begin to water. Well, your life is like an onion. You're pulling back the layers, and you're getting to the center of who you really are, and you're pulling back the layers of what? Layers of rejection. You're pulling back layers of self-pity. You're pulling back layers of being stressed and depressed. You're pulling back these layers of procrastination, of feeling that you're not good enough. You're pulling back these layers of thinking that you won't amount to much, or that you don't have as much as someone else. You don't need to have as much as someone else to do something great. Like, you have just enough of everything you need and more. Because everything you have, you can have it more abundantly if you begin to pour back into yourself. Self-invest, pour back into yourself. Empower yourself, self-invest, pour back into yourself. That's how you do it. It's a constant flow. You're pouring back into yourself. You're pouring out and you're pouring in. You're pouring out and you're pouring in. You're pouring out on others, and you're being poured into either by others or by yourself. It is wonderful. I will be the first to admit it. That's why I do what I do. That's why I'm passionate about what I do. I will be the first to admit how awesome it is. Because some people do have this. I know them. It is awesome to have people around you, whether it's mommy, grandma, auntie, uncle, whomever, girlfriend, mentor, who can pour into you. That is really sweet. It is wonderful. It is awesome. But some of you don't have that. And so God has given you this ability to pour into yourself. Because you cannot sit by life and wait for someone to empower you, to pour into you. That's what empowerment is. It's taking your own strength, your mind, your voice, and your soul, and taking control of those and making things happen for yourself. And as you do it, I promise you, if you do it correctly, the way we're going to show you at the seminar, if you do it correctly, you will be helping others as well. And that's the bottom line. That's what you were put here to do, to connect and to help others. And if you do it the correct way, we're going to show you how when you come to the seminar, when you come to the workshop. And so that's what we're so excited about. That's what we're passionate about. That's why we get up each and every morning and we do the Coach Lalisa Show. It's every morning at 7. And I know I threatened to try something new. We're going to do some evening shows. And we are. We're going to do a lots more of it. I never thought, when I wrote Release Your Power, I mean, I had an inkling maybe, but not in a major way. I never thought, but see, only God could have known. I never thought that book would be doing what it's doing right now. I didn't think that initially. All I knew, it was a baby I had to birth. I knew that, and I've never had natural children. I've never been pregnant, ever. So I don't even know what it feels like, other than through the birthing of that book. The birthing of that book and my other book, God's Plan for My Success, I now believe, I understand at least, I have just a much better understanding of what a woman goes through in childbirth. Before, I was clueless, just absolutely clueless. Sure, people told me the steps. I took biology class that told me the steps, but I had no, you know, until you experience something, it adds a whole new meaning, a whole new perspective. And so that book, I would say it's definitely like the birthing because it's growing. See, growth is good. Growth is good. Growth is a great, great thing. There's nothing wrong with growth. We should be growing. Tina asked me, Lalisa, if you could describe your book in one word. I never had anybody to ask me that. And she just put it out there. If you could describe your book in one word, what one word would you choose? And I said, growth. Change and growth, but they mean the same. If you're changing, you ought to be growing. Hopefully you're changing for the better. Change and growth can mean the same thing as long as change is for the better. Change for the worse is not growth, but sloth or decrease, not increase. So we want to help people increase. Why? Because you're reaching for the mark. You're pressing for a mark. You're on your way somewhere. You're going somewhere. And so we want to help people increase. We want to help people grow, as do so many others. There are a ton of people that want to do what I do. They want to help people grow. I'm doing what they're doing. I learned this from others. You know, one of my favorite mentors. Well, I have a couple of favorite mentors. Dr. Stephen Covey. He was one of the first persons outside of my mother. And I tell you that sometimes. That my mother was a motivational speaker. She was an empowerment coach. She empowered me. That's for sure. The child that I was, oh, yes, I had to learn motivation from somewhere. But my mother was very empowering. She was very motivating. And even though I never really got a chance to state it to her and very specifically, but it was motivating to watch a woman go through the things that she went through, 7 children, having to work, having to take care of different things, and still do all the other things that she got a chance to do. And she got a chance to, you know, see her children, her grandchildren. She got a chance to see her great-grandchildren and even her great-great-grandchildren. So for me, that was very motivating that she had a chance to not only see it, but be a part of it. You know, she took care of some of these children. They went by her house. They had to go there. They said nobody's greens was like granny, they called her. Nobody's greens were like granny's greens, you know. But yes, that was very motivating. These are the things that empower us. Empower yourself. Find someone who is doing, I always say, find someone who's doing something that you want to do and just model it. You know, success leaves clues. But if you can't find anybody, find it within yourself. You have every tool that you need in order to succeed. You have every tool that you need in order to succeed. It's locked up, it's hidden, it's a treasure, it's buried, and you have to release it. So this wonderful, wonderful Friday holiday weekend, 4th of July is going to be here on Monday. I want to give a happy, happy, happy birthday shout out to Jeremiah. He's turning 5 today, my little grandson. Yes, my little grandson is turning 5, and I know you're saying to yourself, well, how did you get a grandson if you never had children? Well, I'm sure you can figure it out. I know you're smart, bright people. My wonderful husband, you know, he's a proud, 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 proud grandfather today. So I tell you, it's going to be off the chain. It was going to be a hot weekend. They got cookouts all over the place. I know you will be involved in a cookout somewhere. If not, go and get involved in a cookout somewhere. Empower yourself. You know, write that book. Start that ministry. Start that business. Write that play. Start that play. Connect with people that can help you get there. Take a class. Get certified. Take a course. Go back to college. I have people telling me all over the place. One guy, he read my book, Release Your Power, and this was a few years back, he read the book, and he came to me and said, you know, thank you, your book has motivated me, I'm going to go back to school. He went back to school to get his master's degree. He's gotten that master's degree in a couple of years, And now he's working on another master's, a master's that he really wants to get. But he got the sense that it's not too late. And he thanked me so much for writing that book. It empowered him to go back. Now he's working on a master's of divinity over in New York. And he works all day. So this is the kind of empowerment that book has for people. Here's a person who was well in his 40s. Probably, who knows, he may have had the thought of going back to school, but maybe he didn't think he could do it for some reason. And he's married, and his wife also has a very dynamic job. But here he read the book, and he was empowered. He was motivated to go back to school. And so there you have it. And this book has motivated people like that more than once. And I'm telling you, it will motivate you. It will empower you to go back to school. Start school. Maybe you're not going back. Maybe you're starting from scratch. There was one lady, she found the book in her car. No, it was a friend of hers had bought the book and had put it, the friend, you know, bought the book just as a favor to me. You know how you buy books from your author friends just as a favor? So the friend bought the book, had it in the car. The friend was picking up another friend. The friend got in the car, saw the cover, and said, wait a minute, what's this? Release Your Power. And the woman said, oh, yeah, you know, this lady I met, she wrote a book, blah, blah, blah. And the lady wanted the book. So she said, okay, you can take it, because, you know, she, you know, bought it as a favor. So it wasn't like she was about to run home and read the book. Well, the lady who saw it, her friend, wanted to run home and read the book, and that's what she did. She ran home, she read the book, like, in half a day. She calls me up, because my number is in the book. She calls me up, ring, ring, ring. Okay, wow, I need this book. I got to get a copy for someone else, or I got to get a copy for myself, because that copy belongs to that lady, and I really want to write in the book, make some comments. So she did that, and I met her somewhere. We met somewhere like at Pathmark or something. Met at a local store. She got out of her car. I got out of my car. We made the exchange. And she says to me, you know, she read the book. Oh, I read your book, and now I've decided what I wanted to do. I'm leaving. She had been in corporate America for years, like maybe 25 years. She was in her 50s. She said, I'm about to leave corporate America, and I want to go and be a teacher in a high school. She said, you know. So these are the kind of things that the book is helping to motivate and empower people to do. So please, 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 do yourself a favor. Get a copy of the book and get cracking on your success, on your life, to get passionate. And it's okay. I think in reading the book, people realize that, okay, it's okay. It's okay to do this. Because some people, they don't think they can do it or that they should do it. But sometimes hearing the stories from someone else can give you that extra motivation. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to write down what it is that you would do, right? I want you to write this down. And I want you to write down, what would you do if you had no, if there were no barriers, if you didn't see race or color or money or gender as a barrier, what would you do? If your relationships, it's the fact that you're tied down, or if the company you were with just gave you free reign, free finances, there were just no barriers in your life, what would you do? Okay? Now, once you write that down, or state it, or however you want to do it, and then I want to ask you, it's the second part of the question, which would be, if that's what you would do if there were no barriers of any sort, no children barriers, no financial barriers, no mental barriers, because sometimes it's just in our mind, no barriers, none, what would you do? I'm just curious, what would you do? And then the second part is, okay, if that's what you would do if there were no barriers, none, if that's what you would do, whatever you come up with, if there are no barriers, and that's what you would do? Well, my next thing I would want you to do is, I'll tell you on Monday, as a matter of fact, I'll let you just kind of simmer over that for the weekend, because, you know, we want to really stretch you. Just ponder over that for the weekend. I'll share on Monday morning, or Tuesday morning, I should say, because I know some of you will be taking the holiday and you may not tune into the show. Well, you can always listen to the archive, though, but Monday or Tuesday I will share what I want you to do next. But for this weekend, I just want you to just kind of play. Just have a little fun. Just pretend. Just kind of think about that. As you're having your family and friends over, as you're preparing to go to your family or friend's house, or if you're just planning to relax by yourself at home or somewhere, maybe you're traveling somewhere by yourself and you just want to relax, I want you to think about that. Just think to yourself. Think out loud. Write it down. Whatever you need to do. Like, what would I do if I had no barriers? And these are the barriers that you might want to consider, and they could be others. And no physical barriers like illnesses or what have you. No mental barriers, those thoughts of, I can't do this, I'll never make it, I'll never have this. Those are mental barriers. There are no financial barriers, the lack of money, the lack of finances, the lack of any provision. And then that there's no, you know, race or color barriers. There are a lot of people who feel that they can't do things because they're African American, because they're black, because they're Asian, because they're white, or because they're any other thing. And then there's no gender barrier. You know, again, there are people who think they can't do things because they're a male, or they can't do things because they're a female. I want you to get rid of that barrier. These are all the barriers. Just imagine. These are all the barriers that come into people's minds when they're ready to do something. And then the other barrier is the age barrier. Oh, I'm too old to do that. Why, I'm too young to do that. So I first got to get you to the place where you just really take the barrier off. What is it that you would do? Just what would you do? Not what could you do, but just what would you do if you could? How about that? What would you do if you could do it? I bet there's greatness. Not I bet. I know there's greatness inside. I know it. And see, again, what are you passionate about? Are you passionate about numbers? Do you just love? Like, I met a lady, Charlene. She is an accountant. Young. She's only like 27. She's already an accountant, about to be a CPA. She loves numbers. Okay, she loves numbers. Hey, that's her thing. That's what she's passionate about. Now, she loves numbers, but there's many ways that you could be passionate with numbers. She could be passionate about helping small business owners. She could be passionate about helping big businesses. She could be passionate about teaching people about numbers. I mean, there are many ways to be passionate about the thing that you love. So for me, I'm passionate about helping people to grow and to stretch and to think differently, a new perspective. I think maybe I'll start at some type of training center or some type of training program that teaches people a new concept. You know, well, maybe that's what Release Your Power is, huh? 8 strategies for recovering. Yeah, there you go. I already did it. See, that's the thing that you're going to see eventually, that half of the things that you're probably passionate about or that you think you can't do, you've probably already done them. You just need to do more of it. See, that was my problem. I've been for the longest, maybe a good, a long time, you know, helping other people. I just didn't know I was doing this, and therefore, again, if you don't know what you're doing, how are you going to know when you're doing it? So I didn't know how to do more of it because I didn't even know what I was doing. It took a woman by the name of Tavia Yarborough. It took her to tell me what I do. You know, people can do that now. You can't listen to everybody, because some people will tell you stuff that's inaccurate. But when you're led of the Holy Spirit, people can tell you. And so she basically told me, just like in ministry, people say, oh, you're a prophet. Oh, you're this. You're an apostle. You're a dancer. You're a singer. You're a preacher. You're a teacher. You're a mother. So people do tell people, and they're oftentimes they are accurate. But this woman just slid it in, and she was my supervisor back in 1997. When I met her in 1997, and in that same year, it didn't take her long. Within a month's time, she had assessed my whole situation. I only worked for the lady for like 3 or 4 months. And she told me, she says, well, Lisa, you know, you're a motivator. And I'm like, huh? You know, what's that? Even though I had watched Les Brown, had listened to his tapes, admired him and other motivational speakers. Yeah, I wanted to do that, but I didn't think I could do it. I watched Howard Scott, you know, he's the motivation master. I remember watching him back in around that same time, 97, that's when I met him. I remember watching him and saying that he used to do motivation at the movies over here in Newark. And I would go. A young lady had invited me, and I went. Went a few times, and I would say to myself, I would sit in the back of the room and say, I'm going to be doing that one day. I'm going to be doing that one day. At that time, I had not done anything like that. And so I was like, okay. You see, so here she was. She says, oh, Lisa, you're a motivator. And, you know, motivation. And I was like, are you sure? And so I says, but yeah, but I want to go. Well, if that's the case, then I want to go over here and just, you know, do motivation. She said, no, it's not. Don't worry about it. You got to do it wherever you go anyway, because that's what you do. And I said, oh, okay. So that allowed me to be free to kind of know who I really was. And so I'm telling you, if you do that exercise, you're going to see that things are going to really start to open up for you, even in a much greater way than they already are. Okay, so if you do that, you're going to notice that things are really opening up in a great, great way. And as they open up, as the doors open, you're going to walk through, because you're discovering your passion, your power, and your purpose. Your passion, your power, and your purpose. You're taking back your mind, your voice, and your soul. You're taking it back, and you're using it for the greater good. You're using it to empower others, but at the same time, you're empowering yourself. You're fixing things so in your life that passion exudes you, that you're passionate. So what does that mean? That means that you're going to attract the same kind of people into your life. You're going to attract passionate people who believe in living their purpose. You're going to attract people that are real, not phony. Okay? You're going to attract people who are serious, who are people who are persistent. They are able to persevere. These are the kind of people you're going to attract, both men and women. Both men and women. So if you are a single person, and over the years you've been attracting the wrong people to your life, so you may say, well, how do I know I'm attracting the wrong person? Well, with the wrong person, you can always tell is because things just don't work out. That's how you know it's the wrong person. Because when it's the right person, things begin to fall into place. Much like when you know how it is when you found that right job, or you found that right community to move into, or you found that right whatever, and everything just, that right ministry or that right ministry activity, you know how things just fell into place? Well, that's how you know when the relationship is right, things just fall into place. There's no forcing. You don't have to force anyone to take you out. You don't have to force anyone to call you up. You don't have to beg people to pay you attention. Okay? When it's right, all of those things fall into place. People that, a person that focuses on you, their attention is on you, they want to be with you. That's number one. That's the first way to know that it's right. The first way to, you know, I don't understand why some women get this wrong, but the first way to know that it's right is that the person wants to be with you. Because men are different than women. Like, you know how we are as women, okay, we just like the fellowship and network, so we can almost be with anybody anytime. That's why a lot of women, they fall in love so very quickly, because women like attachment. Men, they like it too. Don't get it twisted. They like it too. So therefore, if you're desiring to be attached and they're not, then he's not the right one. And the time that you waste hoping he becomes the right one, you could have met the right one. And I've seen that happen, where if you're not staying where you should be and you are in somewhere where you shouldn't be, and then that person that you could have been with, then they begin to meet people they shouldn't be with. And now I've seen that. You ever seen that happen? And both people are married to the wrong people. That's pretty funny. I've seen that happen. It doesn't just happen in movies either. It actually happens in real life. It actually happens in real life. So don't let that happen to you. Take the time. Take the time to deal with these issues. Get passionate. Take back your mind, your voice, and your soul. Discover your purpose and your mission, and watch yourself attract into your life the same kind of people. And when it's right, everything will fall into place. And the reason why that has to happen is that everyone needs indications for when things are not right. If everything was always did that, then you would know it's not. Now, when I say everything falling into place, things have to also line up as well. You know, like some women, they say everything fell into place, but he's married. Well, no, that's not everything falling into place, because you're not lined up. Okay? So, don't, you know, yes, things are going to fall into place, but things have to be lined up too. And you're going to attract the right person into your life when you are releasing your inner power. Absolutely going to do that. You will be happy, you will be excited, you will be motivated, you will be enthused about the people that you've attracted into you as an attraction. You know, we throw that word around in relationships a lot. Oh, I was attracted to him. I was attracted to her. But it's not an attraction. It's not somebody that you want to pull close to you. So you have to look at the people that you are attracting. You have to make the adjustments so that what you're putting out can produce what you get back. What you're putting, and then don't just take anything, all right? Don't just settle for anything. Raise your standards, right? Nobody rises to low expectations. Set your standards high, okay? And I don't mean criteria, but I'm talking about your mind, your soul, your voice. Speak highly of yourself in terms of, now, not highly as if you're better than someone. I don't mean that. But I mean highly positive. Like, I'm great. I'm wonderful. God made me fearful. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Well, it's about the end of the show. Don't forget, you have the ability to release your power. Join us for upcoming seminars, workshops. The Release Your Power Tour has launched. We'll be doing online seminars and training to empower you to take back your mind, empower you to take back your voice, and empower you to take back your soul. You are a winner. You are great. You're dynamic. We thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the show. Have an awesome, 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 awesome weekend. Don't forget, on Monday, I'm going to tell you the other side of the question, which the side of the question was, what would you do if there were no barriers? So tune in tomorrow. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up. This has been Coach Lalisa. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.